Australia Prime Minister Julia Gillard has kicked off a new campaign to promote a proposed carbon tax, which is facing heavy criticism from the country's industrial leaders as well as the opposition Liberal Party. Christopher Altieri reports.
The Labour Party has begun a big push to sell its carbon tax, which it says is necessary to fight climate change. It is not being helped by the markets, where on Monday share prices in coal mining companies, steel firms, and airlines dropped over fears a carbon tax would raise their operating costs. Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard on Sunday unveiled the long-awaited climate policy, which will see 500 big polluting firms pay a $23 per ton carbon tax starting in mid-2012. That will rise by 2.5% a year before moving to a market-based trading scheme in 2015. She said Australian families will be given help to offset the costs of the tax.
The carbon price paid by big polluters will go up, as will the assistance provided to Australian households.
Gillard has the lowest poll ratings of any Australian Prime Minister in over a decade and is facing elections in 2013. The centre-right Liberal Party leader Tony Abbott is making a campaign issue out of the tax.
We are not going to make it easier for a bad government and its toxic tax.
Australia's Parliament twice rejected attempts to price carbon in 2009, but the government says it is confident it has the votes to pass the legislation later this year. I'm Chris Altieri.